Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
Hey guys, Nick Delacanau here. So I do a lot of driving around North Charlotte. Our studios are located in the University City area. And there's this weird thing that I hadn't noticed before until someone pointed it out. As you're driving along W.T. Harris Boulevard at night, you'll notice at one point all of the streetlights just stop. They go away, everyone's left in darkness. It turns out one of our listeners noticed this same thing and wrote in wondering why. Wouldn't we want our streets to be lit up? Today, we'll revisit our investigation into this important topic in this FAQ City rebroadcast. It's FAQ City, the podcast from WFAE where we take a new question every episode.
So many questions.
And explain it here. I'm Nick Delacanal. Let's begin. So today I'm riding along in a white Jetta with this guy, Owusu Dua. He moved to Charlotte about 2 years ago from the Bronx, and he has today's question.
So my question is about the lack of street lights around some parts of Charlotte. I've been driving around at night and I realized there are certain areas in the city that have no street lights at all.
Yeah, maybe you hadn't noticed this before, but it's true. The majority of Charlotte's roads have streetlights on them, but then there's this weird handful that don't. I don't think I had noticed, but then sometimes it takes a fresh pair of eyes from the Bronx to see a dark street for what it is.
I imagine that it is a little bit more lit up in the Bronx than Charlotte.
Yeah, it is. I think it's probably one of the reasons why I realize how dark it is, because, you know, I'm not used to seeing this kind of darkness on a major street light like this before. And this is a city, not a town, or, you know.
Right, we're not in Gastonia right
exactly.
now.
Exactly, this is Charlotte, University City, and there's no lights.
So today, Owusu and I are driving to one of those roads, W.T. Harris Boulevard, up in the University area. And the thing is, it's not just W.T. Harris Boulevard that's weirdly dark at night. There's also the Billy Graham Parkway, West Mallor Creek Road, Mallor Creek Church Road, and parts of West Sugar Creek and University City Boulevard. And what I found especially weird about this was that not only was Owusu baffled by all this, but so were a number of people in the city's Department of Transportation and the State Department of Transportation. Here's one of the first of many people I posed Owusu's question to, Angela Berry with the city's engineering division.
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. I'd like to know the answer myself.
You know, I thought maybe the state might know, since they maintain a lot of these big roads. But it turns out, as far as lighting goes, the state's only in charge of lighting the interstates. And ever since the 80s, their budget only allows them to light the interchanges. So that explains why most of the interstates are dark. But what is up with these city thoroughfares?
And so we're on, this is W.T. Harris Boulevard.
Yes, heading towards North Lake Mall. Once you start going down this road, you don't see any street lights at all. So if imagine all these cars turning up their headlights, how this place is gonna look.
It looks scary, but it's actually not clear how dangerous it is for drivers. In fact, the city published a study last year that found out of all of Charlotte's car crashes, only about 4% happen on unlit roads at night. But still, 4%. That means it happens at least a few times. And in fact, as Owusu and I were driving along the dark winding road, I started to ask him this question.
I'm curious, have you ever been involved in a car accident, or do you know anyone that's been in an accident during a dark road?
No, I haven't, but I guess see it as a safety issue.
Actually, we're seeing some blue lights up ahead. I wonder, that might just be someone speeding, maybe.
The traffic around us starts to slow, and then, as we get closer, merges into one lane.
Well, there's a car in the median. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Whoa. Okay. No, that's an accident.
Wow. That's crazy.
A police officer is bending over, examining the smashed hood of a Subaru that looks like it's smacked into the back of a trailer attached to a pickup truck. It's a rare sight, statistically speaking, but there it is. And as far as I could tell, everyone involved did seem to be okay.
Well, we can't say for sure if that was because of the no street lights, but...
Later, I pulled the police report of this incident. The Subaru was driven by a woman who told police she was driving over the hill crest and didn't see the pickup stopped in traffic ahead of her. Apparently, the trailer's brake lights were out. So who knows? Maybe a streetlight could have made the difference. Anyway, days passed since my excursion with the Wusu, and I'd put out all these calls to the city, and I wasn't hearing anything back. And just as I was starting to think that maybe this was an unanswerable question, that no one in the city actually knew, early one morning, I got an email. It was from the city's transportation department, and they had found the guy who knew. Oh, we're going to hear his answer right after this short break. Hey guys, over the past year, we've investigated all kinds of questions from listeners around the Charlotte area, and now we're looking for questions about Hickory. What do you want to know about the people, places, and culture in the Hickory area? Submit your question at wfae.org/FAQCity for a chance to have it answered and featured on air and on the podcast. And stay tuned, we're coming right back. So before the break, we were just about to hear from the guy with all the answers.
Hello?
Hey, Anthony?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm so glad that I've been able to connect with you.
Yeah, no problem.
Meet Anthony Mendez, originally from West Virginia and now in Charlotte, working as a project manager for the city. I guess I'm curious, is this a question that you've gotten before?
We've gotten it from various citizens before. Everyone wants to get streetlights. They do make people feel safer, so they definitely want them. Unfortunately, it's not something that we can just, it's not just a quick turnaround to be able to do.
Mendez says it is the city's goal to light every major road and boulevard, but the problem is there's no dedicated funding source. So if they want to get streetlights for these roads, they have to apply for funds from the state, and that takes a lot of time and resources. So they prioritize. At the top of the list are roads with lots of retail or lots of pedestrian traffic. That's so drivers can see people who are crossing the street or other cars turning out of parking lots, stuff like that. But if a road doesn't have much retail or any sidewalks, then it goes to the bottom of the list. That's the case for W.T. Harris and Billy Graham Parkway.
We see those as high speed and high volume expressways. And so from the city standpoint, they're a little bit lower of a priority compared to our pedestrian and our retail corridors, such as South Tryon and North Tryon, and then also Providence Road.
So that's it. It all comes down to whether a road has lots of retail or pedestrian traffic. Otherwise, the city figures drivers just have to rely on their headlights. When I told Owusu this, he said, yeah, kind of makes sense.
Is this a satisfying answer?
It is satisfying. It's disappointing, but I understand the rationale.
I did ask the city project manager what it would take to get lights on, say, W.T. Harris Boulevard. He said, well, they'd have to construct these poles, get everything up to state standards. Altogether, to light a 2-mile stretch, it'd come out to around $500,000. Well, that's all the time we have this week. Special thanks to our questioner, Owusu, and to all the folks with the city and the state that we talked to. And next time you find yourself driving down a dark street at night, cue us up, and we'll try to shed some light, if not on the street, then at least on your questions. And of course, you can always find us on the NPR One app and at wfae.org/FAQCity, and that's also where you can submit any question you might have about Charlotte, and we may just look for an answer on an upcoming episode. Until then, I'm Nick Delacanal.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at BojanglesBiscuits.com.